ear avida. Rashi truth is sugya lasakem psi yisav. Really, the person is walking and is just helping him walk. Velitzkayv kaima to stand up straight of neisharagla v'shukav roiskoyz. His feet is shaking. V'loylesmichas kogufa. It's not made to lean on it. It's when you walk a cane, it's just to hold your balance a little bit. But it's not called you're leaning your whole body on it. Here, sometimes he mamash leans on it, this fake shoe that he has. Sometimes he's leaning on it. Or sometimes he leans his whole body on it. That's enough to makamu tumas medrash, according to Rava. Tameyim medrash v'yein yitzim ben b'shabbos v'yein nichnosim lehem lazorah. Why not? Toni Tanakamad Rav Yochanan Nichnasim Bem Lazor. He learned that you could go in with the smicho into the Beis Hamikdash. Omalei Ani Shoyna, I learn Isha Chaletzes Boitin. Anisha can make chalitza with it. So Bezoi Sarai, it's called a shoe. V'yat Amat Nichnasim, and you say you can go into the Beis Hamikdash. Tana, learn Ein Nichnasim Bem Lazor. Ein Nichnam, it's also to go into this with the Azora. Since it's called like a shoe, it's also to go in, a manual, it's also to go into the Beis Hamikdash. You call it a shoe. That's why you can make chalitza. So if you can make chalitza, it's called a shoe. You're now not going with the shoe into the azorah. So that's the shalu. You put the skin on the bottom of his thigh. Is it called a shoe or not? It's going on the Gemara about kisei osmucha shloi temei medrus. Right, the kisei, that's what he sits on, and the smuchim shloi, that's where he does have his feet, just that it's like paralyzed. So on the bottom of the feet, you put the skin. So there, that's mamish covering up your legs, that's like a shoe. Therefore, since it's like a shoe, the din is ein nichnasim v'em lazura. And now let me go into the Arabayah, to the Beis Hamikdash, wearing your shoes. But, look to men Torah. To wear these type of a mask, it's Torah, and you can't go out with it on Shabbos. So the more my look to mean, what is this? Omer Ravua Chamro Diachva. Chamro means like a chamor, diachva you put on your shoulders. So Drashi Chamro Diachva, chamor, a type of a donkey, hanisa viksofn that you carry on your shoulders. Haleitzonim, people that make jokes. Oisim oisim, like you have a long stick, and on top of a stick you have the face of a horse or the face of a donkey. Like, looks like you're riding a donkey. It's a joke. Venirin Kimishirechel, it looks as if you're riding the donkey. So the people use this for jokes, therefore it's not called the Malbush, it's not called the Tachshit, it's also the Glavatan on Shabbos.
So it's not tied onto him.
Yeah. Rava Bar Bar Rapapa Makshiri. It's talking about Kshiri with the Rashi, Shemahalchim Ben Bamokim Tit, like stilts. Something you put, you tie onto your feet to walk in tit, to walk into dirt. The kashtan need the mitatorim mitumas maga the pshut the kletznenu ava mina medrus lo mitatorim. If it means stilts, so stilts are something you're walking on top of. So bezoi, why is the Torah from medrus? If the person's a zav, we should have tumas medrus. As bishleimo tumas meis does not, because the pshut the kletz, it's a plain piece of wood. It has no base kibbum. So that's rationalized kashtan. So that it means stilts, it should be mekabel tumas medrus. Rav bar avunu amar parmi. What is farmi is a trashi? Talmuso hanikshoras ala partsiv. Type of a mask you put around your face. Lahave sabon ktan, and people wear it to scare their friends. So a mask is us to walk out with on Shabbos. It's not called a tachsh, it's not called a malvish. You can't walk out with a mask on Shabbos.
No,
we ask all of them, all three of us. So the Mishnah. Habonim, young children, yoitzim b'ksherm, could go out with something tied around the neck, ksherm knots. Or b'nei malachim b'zugim, and the rich people, b'nei malachim, go out with bells. V'chol adam, anybody really could walk out with bells. El shedibra chom b'hoiva, that usually the rich people, they walk out with bells. So we're talking about the bell that ingbul, the inside, the clapper is stuffed up, so it can't make noise on Shabbos, it's not there to make noise. Some you want to wear it as jewelry, that you could wear it. Nizmuta. So the Marmai Ksherm, what does it mean that the children go out with Ksherm? Omar Ada Mori, Omar Rav Nachmin Ba Boruch, Omar Rav Ashi Bar Avin, Omar Rav Yehuda, Kishure Poye. It means something they tie around the neck, they tie around Poye, which is a type of a vegetable. Rashi, Ada Mori Kach Shemoi, Kshori Poye, Ganso, Koishrim Bik Ksherm, they tie it around with a lot of knots. V'tolim b'tzav, and let this vegetable hang around the neck, l'refuah, for a type of refuah. V'lo yadatu yezachar, the Rashi doesn't know exactly what it heals up, but some type, for some sickness, sham, you wear this vegetable tied around your neck with a lot of knots, it's mutz to walk out with it on Shabbos. Omer Abaye. Abaye said, his mother told him, Tlosa Mukmi. If you have only three knots, it like holds the sickness not to get worse. Chamisha Masi. If you have five knots tied around your neck, it heals you up. Shiva, if you have seven knots, Hafil look kshafa mali. It's so good, it'll even protect you from the kishuf machir. For the magician's kid won't do anything to you. Trashi mukmi means ma'mida machilish la yigdol. It'll make the sickness won't get worse. Heik sharim masri misrapoim. Heals you up. Omer Rav Acho bar Yaakov. Vudu lechozi leishim shishnos. Only these nuts or this vegetable didn't see the sun. Usir didn't see the moon either. I said he never took it outside. For loichazi mitrit, never saw rain. For loishmiya lekirl batla, never heard a hammer banging, noise of a metal. The kirl tanagirlus, never heard the noise of a tanagirl. The kirl nigri, never heard the noise of people walking. So the kura kamat is not impossible. And certainly it's like sharim, you only wear in your house, never came outside at all. Trashi nigri psius, never heard footsteps. Is Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, that's the pshat that only heals. If you have something and never seen anything, not for pussy babira. You're like throwing it away in the bar, it's not usable anymore. Who could have such a thing like that? Trashi nova pussy babira. Not for refuah sapoye babar. You're throwing the refuah of wearing this vegetable around your neck into the bar. She nodem nizu b'cholelu. It's not chance to have such a thing that never saw the sun, never saw the moon, never heard any noise, never took it outside. It's kamat not chayach. So tomorrow now, stam, mayi rabbonim. Why, how come the Mishnah says that only boys can walk out with it? Alfilu bonus nami. Even girls should also be able to walk out. And also, mayi k'tanim, why only k'tanim, small children? Alfilu g'dayim nami should also walk out with this. If it's a type of refuah that you're wearing, even g'dayim should be muta. Trashi mayi ribonim. Rabbi Yehuda Porich. I kishurin the masnisin. The refuah is chiluninu. You're tying this around to heal you up. My ribonim, why does it say Dr. Bonim? I feel girls also, and I feel gedolim also. So the more Ella, my ksharim, what does ksharim mean? Kiho di Omar Avin Barhuna, Omar Rav Choma Baguria. Then sheyesh gaguyim aloviv. A child that has, he like loves his father, and it hurts him to leave his father. Gaguyim means you're like attached to your father very much. And you have pains. Rashi megageyo lov. Then yochli pardemenu. The son can't go away from his father. V'refuah zu loyshayach b'nekeves. Such refuah is not shayach by girls. Shein av mechavavin kolkach. Son, a father doesn't love his daughters so much to say that the daughter should get sick if a father goes away. Mitchilosan shiu megagoyim olov. Only by a ben. For your son, that's a masamal. The father loves his son so much, so attached to his son, that his father goes away, the son pushes to get sick, like homesick from his father. If the kid gets the sickness, gaguim aloviv, what's the eight? So what's the refuah? Noita ritsua mimano shoyimin, take out your right shoelace, v'koy shalev ismerle, and tie it on to the left, and to say left, what, left shoe, the left hand of your son. That'll be your refuah for him. That's what the Mishnah means. Habonim Yetzim Mekshar means they could go out with this shoelace, the right shoelace of the father, tied onto their left leg. It doesn't say claw, what it is, left, I don't know what that. I think it means left leg or left hand, but tied onto the left part of the body. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, v'simnech, what's simen for this tefillin? That tefillin we tie you on the left. Trashi tefillin, sheyad yiminoi, the right hand, koshrosh shebismeloi. They're similar gears, similar to us also. Take off your right shoelace and tie it on to the left side of your son. The chilufa sakanta. If you do the opposite round, you'll take off your left shoelace and put it onto the right side of your son. Tell blibes akona. Trashi sakanta. Shemagrei yoisimidai. It'll make you have worse. It'll make you feel worse. Omar Avin Barhuna. Omar Rav Choma Bar Guria. Sichufe kisa ya tiburia b'shabata. You're allowed to put sichufe kisa means a hot kois, a hot jar. means you had hot water and you spilled out the hot water and the pot of the jar is still hot. You'd like to put this hot jar, hot pot, at tibur b'shabbat on your stomach on Shabbos. Shapadam is mutter. Even though it's type of refuah, amol you can have stomach pains, and the eighth is put a hot water bottle there. So you're allowed to put a hot water bottle on your stomach on Shabbos. Shashi is chufa kisa, kois sheyes by hevel, a glass or jar that has heat to it. They're going shiru mimenu mayim chami. You pour out the hot water from it. V'chafrei wala tibur, you're allowed to put it now on your stomach. L'misha chosh b'meyev, if you have stomach pains. Like rub it against your stomach, it puts the muscles, the stomach muscles back into place. So that's muta duran Shabbos, not an issue of refuah, it's not shkus. So you say that refuah on Shabbos is, it's also to take medicine and do refuah, something that's a shayich refuah duch medicine. Taking medicine, the xeris chika samamonim. Maybe you'll take some grass and have to grind it up on Shabbos to make the medicine out of it. That's an issur d'oraisa. So they ask that any type of pills, any type of achila, any type of medicine that you're taking, that's shayich to do it with chika samamonim. But here it's not cool you're taking medicine. You're just doing something to your body which is not shayich by medicine. Then you don't have the xeris chika samamonim. So that's muta to do. V'yomar ovin barhuna. Omar rav chama bagruya. Muter loser shemenu melech b'Shabbos. You allowed to rub yourself with oil and salt on Shabbos. Kiho de rafuna mi bei rav, v'rav mi bei rav chia, v'rav chia mi bei rebi. Ki havi mifsume, when they're a little shikya, they drank too much. I was warning them. Trash mifsume mi shikurim, shoy mashkin es atamidim. They used to drink. They used to make the tamidim drink a lot. V'elum of nei shechashuvim hein, hoy oisim lehem dova lohofik ishenim. They did something that to take away their wine. It shouldn't affect them. If you have a mismo and they had a lot of wine in them, Maisim Mishchot used to take oil, or milk and salt, v'shayfulhu l'gviyosa d'yodayu, they would rub it inside the inner part of the hands, or gviyosa d'kirayu, on the inside of their feet. V'yamma, they would say like this, t'yechid itzolei hay mishcha, the same way this mishka, this oil, is like white, cleaning it up, the hands and the feet. Litzle charma de palni, bar palnisa, should also clean up the wine out of this person. Well, some type of refuah, some type of like a deber, by saying and doing this maisa, that help take out the wine from you, the effect of the wine. Trashle gviyosa de yadayu, teichi yadayu, the inside of the palm of your hand, the ainu kaf, the palm. The tzayil, shahurlech benasat tzola, makes it clean, the palm. Kol shor michoim habosa, from the heat of the bosa. It's the same thing. You say now that they should take away the effect of the wine from you. So the more v'iloi maisi v'iloi, and if you don't have this dew, you don't have oil, and you don't have salt, is maisi bring shir d'dana. Trash shir d'dana means migufa sachavis, from a wine barrel. Like take off the sides of the wine, like take off the smooth part of the wine barrel. Shir d'dana. V'sharu lebe mayin, soak it into water. The yomer and say, ki heicha de litzli hai ishiya, the same way this is coming clean, white, litzl charmu de palniya bar palnisa. They should also take away the wine effect from this person, from you. But as you do a maisa with a dibur, this dibur helps take away the wine effect. Trash litzola hai ishiya, machmas amayin. Because of the water, this like, whatever it is, the part of the wine barrel, is becoming clean now, so same thing, you should also become clean.
Yeah. Why is Rashi Medayik before on the right, Sof? He says, Bekavos Yad the Paragraph, after that.
Mishnah Gemara says that.
No, but
the Yomra, the Gemara says that.
It doesn't say Bekavos just those things.
Gemara says, the Yoda, the Gvasa, the Karaya. Gemara says, what he did here. Gemara brings a Raya, what they did Shemin on. They did it on his hand and his foot. It was the Maisi. Yeah. That's the place where you do it. Right? Tom, are you doing it for some type of refuah? That's the chidishi. You want to do it for a purpose. You still want to do it for hanoa vada with smooth. It's not making shmir things on you. Chidishi, you're doing it for hanoa, for a type of refuah. Okay, you want to take away the wine effect. That's a chidishi, and that's also muta. For Yom Ravin Barhuna, Omer Rav Choma Bagruya, Mute Lechanek B'Shabbos. You could push it, Losh means Lechanek means you could choke yourself on Shabbos. What does that mean? Lichonet Rashi, Mishanis, Misha Nifrika Chulia, means one of your vertebrae, your bones came out of place. Your backbones came out of place. From your neck. when it fell as the groin, it fell into your throat. His total noise separation, you can like hang him in his head. She tzavora nisha. He's straightened out his neck. The daima lachanik, as if you're choking him. Doesn't mean, in other words, we mean to say if a bone falls out of place in Shabbos, you could put it back into place. Like if you have to like choke him to put the neck bone back in place, it's mutter. V'yom harovin barhuni ram rav chama baguria lefufei yenuke b'shabbat shapedomi. If your kid was born on Shabbos and you want to strain out his bones on Shabbos, it's also mutter. Shash lefufei lekorche b'begodin, to wrap him around with clothing, v'koshre b'chagura, tie him up with a gartel rechava u'mesiashvim proke yavorv, that puts his avorim into place. Shein rakim, that are very soft. The nishmatim bechavileda, a more they get out of place when they're born. From the chavileda, the bones come out of place. The curry and lutnam balaz. So it's mutter to do this on Shabbos. So exactly, halacha, it's very complicated when you are, when you're not. A certain case, yes, certain case, no. Rapopa masni bonim. He had the girsa bon, Rashi masni bonim. Shtei shmuas, dari biktanim. Hayushayne b'shem rabba abo, barafune mishmeidi rabchom bagruya. Hey, the two halachas of Bonim, he was said in this name, Rav Chama bar Guria. Rav Zvid Masni Ben. Rashi Ben means Chodesh Shmait, Yari Bekot Maisti B'Shmei. He only said over one halach in his name. Rav Papa Masni Bonim. Rav Papa learned no two halachas. The Tavayu Masni Lo, and both learned the name of Avin Barhuna, the name of Avin Barhuna. Rashi Tavayu, Kagugim Vodaflufus. It's left two halachas. So if you have gaguim, what's the eitzon? And if you want to straighten out the bones, he said it over the name of Rav Huna of Avin Barhuna. Rav Zvid Masni Ben, he learned the halacha of a son, Kemaisa, the first one, Masni Ba'avin Barhuna. The first halacha he said over the name of Avin Barhuna. Vahai, in the second one, Masni Lo Baraba Barbachona. He said over the name of Rabba Barbachona. The Yama Rabba, what's the Raya? We really say this din. The Yama Rabba Baba Chona. Lefufa Yenuki, Beshabbat Shapadami. He was the one that said over this member. You can strain out the bones of a child on Shabbos. Omer Abaye, Omer Liyeng. Abaye said his mother told him. Kol Minyono, and or Kamyon Rashi, Kol Lechishas. Like any sickness that you would say a Debra to make it heal it up with a Debra, or Mithnesha Kaiflinais, you have to say it a few times. Yesh Gimupom, certain things you have to say the Pesukim three times. The Yesh Yosha Korole Minyon, it says it out the names. Certain things you have to say over a few times. Is Rabbi Amr Liyem, Kol Minyono Bishma Dima. Always say it over, use the name of his mother. The Chol Kitri Bismurda, anytime you have to make a knot, do it with the left hand. Trashi Bishmurda Amma, Pliny Ben Plinus. That's how many you do to make a Misha Berach, somebody that's sick, he used the mother's name. That's from this Gemara here. He said, you use the mother's name by making a refuah. Yeah. And when you tie something, tie the left. Riyama Abaya Omri Liyem. Abaya said his mother told him, Ko Minyona de Mefarshi Kinefarshi. Any type of like this medicine, if it says how many times to say it over, do it. The Lay Mefarshi, if it doesn't say how many times, it's not Aboyim V'chadzim. It's supposed to say it's 41 times. That's Lachisha that makes you better. Tara Rabbonin, Yoitzin B'Evet Tekumah. This is a special stone that an Isha wore to protect herself not to be mappled, not to have a miscarriage. Rashi Evan Kuma, Evan Shinoisis Oisa Noshim Oivris. Pregnant ladies used to wear a special stone, Shloyapilu, but currently Kunshabala, a special type of a charm. So it's mut to walk out with it on Shabbos. It's called a Tachshit. If you have the Evan and your Mishka means you weigh it out, Kinegan another stone, Kinegan this, that's also a refuah and that's also muta. This Evan Tkuma is a special stone. If you put it on the scale and weigh out something on the other side, the exact same weight, that's also muta. After Mishkal Evan Tkuma, V'loy Shepila, we're not afraid that Anisha is pregnant and she knows that she once had a miscarriage, she's afraid again. Ela Shema Tapo, Sam, even for the first time, she's afraid maybe Chas Hashem this time she'll have a miscarriage. V'loy Shiba, not even Anisha is pregnant. Ela Shema Tisaber, maybe she'll become pregnant with Tapo. As Anisha wants to wear this to protect herself from her Mapo is Smuta. Om Rav Yehme Bar Shalmi Mishmei Dabaya, V'ud Yichav and Viskal. The Mishko is only with the exact weight Kenega Sefer Tkuma. Boy, Abaye, Mishko, the Mishko, my teiko. You weigh, let's say, chain or keys, connected the oven. And then you weigh something else, connected the keys. Is the second way it's also good or not? That's the more by take. If you have a sickness of one day, lishka, what's the refuah? Zuzich yura, take a white zuz, a white coin. For leizel lemilchma, go lemilchosa, go to a place where they make salt. For liska mitakle milcha, take a weight of salt. For litzaira bechalila, and put into a chalila, into a small hollow thing. Devait tzaver, something you put around your neck. Benira brakta. That's one etzah. Trashi bas yemin shechzase b'choyin. A sickness you have every day. Zuzach yurtay tzarev achadish. A new coin. The melchacha mokum sreifas amayim shaysin negorim asfas ayam lam shechmayim lebrechas v'chavis. And that's where they make assault. The chalala devei tzavara tachas groinoi. Kenegim iftachei chaluki loshim minim. Mir brokla litzo shosah. Right, we loy, we can't do this. Right, so leisav our prashas ruach and go sit in the highway. The chichazi shum shemigamlo, shrashi shum gamlo nemol gedolli. See a big ant, or the dori midi that's carrying something lishkalei. Take whatever the ant is carrying, lishtayil begufta the nechosh and put it into a metal or a cabinet, for lishtaynoi and cover it up. The avara with aver with aver is a lead. And put 60 seals on it, of metal. Volidroy and Yisienu carry it. Volidroy Vilaimalay and say like this, Tun Cholai, whatever you're carrying should be upon me. Or Tuni Allah, whatever I have should be upon you. I was like, I'm changing the sicknesses. My sickness should go upon you. Omalay Ravada braid the Ravuna al Ravashi, Vidum Inish Ashkache. Maybe another person found this ant, the Yasik Bey, and threw off his sickness onto the ant. So if you're going to take this ant now and say, what's upon you should go upon me, maybe take somebody else's sickness on you. Elalay Malay, Tunoi Vitunachaloch, what I am, my peckle and your peckle should both be upon you, ant. My sickness should go upon you. Viloi, if you can't find an ant, is Lishko Kuza Chadator. Take a Kuza, new Kuza. What's a kuzah? Trashy kli cheres cotton chodesh, a new earthly keli. V'leizel nahara, go to the river, like a pitcher. V'lei melei nahara nahara, river. Usvin kuzah demayi, fill up. Trashy alveni, lend me a pitcher full of water. Liurcho for my way. The ikli li, I'll take to me. V'lehede shev zimni areishai. V'lehede shev zimni areishai, and I'll turn it around on top of my head 7 times. V'lishdayin li achuri, I'll throw it to my back. I'll tell the river like this, Nahora Nahora, Shekol Maya, take the water, the harvest that he gave to me, the Urcha for the way, the Ikle Li Biyoyma that I took for the day, also Biyoyma Ozel. The day passed by that I don't need it anymore, so take the water back. You're holding off a Samech, a Zayin. Just less Gemara, Omer Afuna.